Scorpion Daily. It's late at night. I have a really, really important message for everybody out there. Just kind of want to address the world and society, America, just humans in general. I believe that we have untapped potential, every single one of us. There's potential inside of us that we have not tapped into yet. And I want to make this episode as a way to shed light on some of the things I think we might be missing. You know, right now, as I see what's happening in our world, it's you know, people say that social media is bad, which is completely false. Social media is not changing who we are. Social media is exposing the true nature. You know, people are getting desensitized to violence and hatred and death and murder, all this bad shit. And it's not good. It's not good to be seeing it on such a massive scale. And even for someone like myself, who does a really good job at, you know, protecting or curating my feeds, to be, you know, healthy, more optimistic. Yes, I know what's happening. No, I'm not ignorant. I know what's happening in the world. And look, the truth of the matter is, it's always been around, and we've just never seen it on a massive scale. Like, even when the internet first came out, and, you know, there was videos, you could find it. It was easily found. But now we're seeing just all this bad stuff. I mean, we're seeing it everywhere, every platform. You know, they police these platforms as if they know what's graphic and what's not. But at the end of the day, the damage is being done, you know, not just to the youth, but to the adults. You know, it's shaping our minds. The more we see of something, the more we become normalized to it. And I just want to say that if you want something in life, there's an easy path. And when I say easy path, it's not an easy path. It's an easy decision. Maybe it's a hard decision. Look, it's easier for some than it is for others. Like, for me, it's an easy decision to do the things that are gonna help me accomplish my goals. However, other people might say it was hard for them to decide that. You know, that my point is that we can do better. We can be better. And it starts with optimizing yourself first. I think too many people are playing defense. And because I'm optimizing myself, I'm putting myself in a position to impact people in such a great way on a massive scale. I mean, I probably can't even comprehend how massive it's going to be. But I know for certain that that's what I'm doing. Setting myself up to impact people globally at a massive scale. Both culturally, creatively, artistically. But even just like very good, beneficial impact. As in, people's lives are greater because of me. Like, they're doing better because of me. That's what I really want. And I hear a lot of people say that that's what they want too. But actions speak louder than words. And so you have to, like, put yourself in that position. And it's a whole lot of selflessness. And so I have too many thoughts running through my mind right now. But I just want to say exactly what I know exactly what I'm doing. For the first time in my life, I feel as if I know where I'm headed. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm working towards. For the first time in my life, I don't fear the unknown. Because the unknown is all too familiar to me. And so I'm smart. I'm capable. I know what I'm doing. And this is rare. It's rare for someone to say, hey, I kind of know how things are going to play out. Now, of course, if there's some big accident, can't control that. But if all is well, I know what's going to happen. I already know. And that's the crazy thing. It's like, when you're so focused, when you're so determined, when you're super ambitious, you just tend to know, like, what's gonna happen. I'll put it to you this way. Let's say you need to mow the front lawn and the back lawn. There's a whole lot of grass that needs to be cut. And these lawns represent your life and the future. And if you just start by doing one row, you know, cutting from one side to the other, even just cutting a small patch of grass, you can kind of see the effect of what's going to happen by the time you're done. And I think the best part is, even though you kind of know, I'm still somewhat surprised by the end result. Just by looking around at the yard and how beautiful it looks. It looks better than I thought it would look. And so if that is anything to life, then that could mean that by doing the right things, your life could turn out way better than you would have anticipated. So that's what I think is going to happen. But going back to it, I mean, there's a few things in this moment that you really have to understand. Number one, you have to fight for your happiness. I haven't figured out a way yet where I can be extremely happy without fighting viciously for it. And I've talked about this before, but what do I mean by fighting viciously for it? It's kind of like this mental state of change. Allow yourself to change. Allow yourself to think different. That's fighting for it. If I find something that's bad and is ruining my happiness, well, I try really, really hard to solve the problem, to fix the issue. You know, one of the things I do right now is that when I see a video that's spreading violence, hate, and selling fear on Twitter, I block that account. Especially when that's all they do. You know, there's plenty of accounts that just post video after video of horrible things happening in the world. I don't care to see it. I know it's there. But that's not something that I need to see every day to know it's there. I don't need a reminder. You know, I'm not a goldfish, right? But we are what we program inside of our mind. And so, you know, if I want to be a happy individual, then I might need to see happy videos daily. Just an example. Again, fighting for your happiness, right? Number two, you have to find some sort of fulfillment in your life. I think that mistakes and, you know, drama too, well, I would call it judging other people, comes from being bored, right? When your mind is bored, you tend to do dumb things. Like things that aren't gonna benefit you in the future. That's what the bored mind does. And so you need fulfillment in your life. Where can we find fulfillment? It starts with self-awareness. You need to figure out who you are. And what lights a fire in your soul? And sometimes for me, that fulfillment comes from doing nice things for other people. Like, I appreciate hard work. I appreciate people who make no excuses. another thing that could map to fulfillment is just getting better every day. That could be fulfilling. Living out your passion. You know, what are you passionate about? Are you able to do that thing quite often? That's fulfillment. Fulfillment can come in a lot of different ways, but it's super important. It is super important. Today's just one of those days. And I want so much for other people because, you know, I want so much for myself. People are always saying how inspirational I am. They like the accountability. They like the determination. They like the focus. They like the effort. And I tell people all the time that, you know, the reason why we have productive conversations is because I have productive conversations with myself. Like, I think right now is one of those times you just happen to be hearing it. But I have these internal conversations all the time. Quick side note. When it comes to music, I'm such a harsh critic on myself. But then on the flip side, I also like know when I'm taking it too far. As in, like, if you tell yourself that you suck or stuff like that, that's not productive. It's not constructive. But, I think being such a harsh critic on myself has actually improved my music making abilities, and so I don't know if that's a helpful tip or not, but it's a tough process, and it's something that, like, don't feel bad for me over that. Like, don't pity the creator or the artist, but I think it's one way to, like, make better art is to critique yourself. Anyways. Number three. Love yourself. That's big. And loving yourself is a form of acceptance, right? Just accepting yourself for who you are. But on the flip side, don't justify your bad habits, your bad behavior. Loving yourself also means you love yourself so much that you push yourself to grow. That's also self-love. Because in a deeper, a really, really deep deeper meaning is, if you don't push yourself to grow, well, then you might not love yourself that much. And I do understand, you know, a lot of people have gone through this phase of acceptance where they've accepted who they are, both the good and the bad, but they're doing a disservice to themselves by not searching for better, not being open to change, you know. That can be called letting yourself go, right? Because letting yourself go is the idea of, I am who I am what I am, and nothing's gonna ever change for me. So you just kind of let yourself go. You stay stuck in the same job. You do the same things with the same people. You think the same way. You have the same bad habits. I say this all the time, but I really just want people to win. And you can become a winner easily, I mean. You don't need to have anything in specific to be a winner. To be a winner, to win, is to live life on your terms, right? I'm going to tell you a few things that I think winners do. I think winners don't complain. I think winners don't make excuses. I think winners are somewhat competitive. You have to have a little bit of fire in you. I think winners are happy. I think winners are grateful. I think winners are kind, empathetic, compassionate. I think winners are emotionally strong. So you don't really need to have much, like I said. It's not that hard to be a winner. At least when I put it that way. When you put it that way, it sounds pretty easy. Why do I want people to win? I think that might be the greatest fulfillment of all, is helping someone else win, because it's such a challenge. It's a challenge in that you don't necessarily have control over them. You know? It's like giving someone all the necessary tools or pointing them in the right direction. And then just letting them go for it. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But I think when they do, it's just super rewarding. There's some type of fulfillment there. I want other people to win because I know they can. I think one of the biggest things that can help right now is you need to cut out the noise. There's just so much noise in the world. It's too loud. If I had to... if I had to, like, describe the noise that... the combination of noise, what does it all sound like when it's mashed together? Have you ever heard static on the TV and it's just like blaring loud, like the volume was at max and you just had this static channel, you know, and just that loud shh? That's what I believe the world sounds like. Just a one big wall of static. And so you need to quiet the noise. Just cut it all down. You need peace. You need silence. And then you need good voices in your head. Good voices to listen to externally. I think that's how you fix the voices in your head. You know, if you have any type of doubts about your abilities, that's somebody else's voice in your head. Someone else put doubt in your head. If you have any type of like dislike towards yourself, that's also someone else's voice. Any type of hate, self-hatred, you know, all of that came from somewhere. It's interesting. Very interesting to think about. You need good voices externally. That way you can fix the internal voices. When I say fix, I don't mean change necessarily. I mean you have to figure out what voice is yours and what's not. And once you get rid of the ones that are not your voice, then that's where you find your true inner peace. Not super complicated. One great voice to listen to is a guy. He's got a lot of YouTube videos. His name is Sadhguru. Sadhguru. I think I spelled that right. Anyways, he's a yogi. He's a mentor. He is a happiness expert. He's super spiritual and probably knows a lot more about life than you and I. It's because he's lived it. This guy is really old. I don't know how old. And then he's got stories to tell. He was on Joe Rogan once or twice. And I remember the first time that he really impacted me. I was driving to San Antonio, about a 4-hour drive from the coast, and I remember putting on the Joe Rogan episode. And Joe Rogan doesn't talk that much in that episode. Maybe just, you know, asks a few questions here and there. And as I'm driving, I'm looking around and listening to what Sadhguru is talking about. He's talking about the soil, the plants, the sun, life as it grows on earth. You know, who we are. We're just soil as well, because when we pass away and we're buried, our remains will get turned into plants, soil, life. Just keeps going. Getting back to, like, winning in life, right? I'm trying to figure out. Everyone wants to win for different reasons. I think if you have the wrong reasons, you'll never make it. This is also good advice to anyone that you're trying to help along the way. If you can see them falling into the trap of fake it till you make it and always looking for external validation, you know, some people want to win so they can have a fast car, so, you know, a big mansion, and they just want to flex on everyone, right? You can tell that, like, that mindset can only get you so far. Whereas, if you want to win just like for the journey, for the process, and you just want to see like how it would all play out, you're curious. And you don't really care about the final results. You just want to see how would it unfold. Well, you might just do it. We really do have good things in our life. I think things might have become too easy for some people. Maybe for all of us. Too easy as in all this advanced technology, the internet, AI, softwares, tools. I think everyone's searching for a higher calling. I hope so. Don't give up just yet. Don't give up. I really don't say this lightly. I love each and every one of you. I know you have it in you to be great. I just know it. And I hope you know it too. If you don't understand it fully, I think that's what these podcast episodes are for. Life is really, really amazing once you open yourself up to it. Well, I guess this is goodbye for now. Spotify is changing the way that these episodes are getting recorded, so I will see what they have in store. But till next time, Scorpion Daily, signing off.